So let's dive straight in. Welcome to the show, Stephanie. It's such a pleasure to chat with you.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here. And thank you very much for the opportunity to really share my story and share some of my thoughts and views.
Well, you have a really inspirational journey. So please tell us about what you've been through and how you've overcome everything.
Thank you very much for saying it's inspirational. I think that's probably one of the key things that I'm most passionate about when I share some of my stories and experiences really for a purpose. I think a lot of what I have to say is really around how I've built myself and all my different experiences that have really shaped me to become who I am and really have that clear purpose really to help and inspire others. So I think that's part of the great opportunity for today. So thank you very much for having me. I guess just a little bit about myself in terms of sharing who I am. I was born in Hong Kong and I spent my life in multiple different countries in Hong Kong, in Australia, in England. I've also got family in Canada, USA and Scotland. So very much an international family. But I think being thrown into these different environments, encountering different challenging situations is really, really from that early age has really influenced who I am. And it's a bit of a cliche to say, but I think every experience that I have is a learning experience for me. And I think that can be shared with others. And it's really helped open me up to different new perspectives and fuel my own curiosity to understand others. And I hope that's what people really gain when they hear and listen to what I have to share as well. And I think the ability to be able to flex and adapt and have that resilience through a lot of different experiences, that some are positive, some are negative, but all of it is really what I value. So it's a really different mindset and perspective to take to say, actually, even all those challenging experiences that you've been through, you wouldn't swap it for other things because actually it's helped you become the person that you are today. And I think that's kind of part of why I'm here. And hopefully I can share some of the insights and elements of what you're hoping to hear as well.
Yeah, definitely. And this is the important part. It's how you can get to the point where you can say, I wouldn't change anything. Now, you do mention in your experiences, some are positive, some are negative. Living in many different countries, almost having to start again sometimes, all of that will have had some sort of impact and have shaped you in some way. What are the key learnings that you have made?
I think probably it's just been the reflection of every experience is a learning experience, but only if you do reflect on it and take what you can actually take away from that to understand what is the good outcome that can come from it. I mentioned having lived in these different countries, one of my earliest memories actually is sitting on the airplane flying to Australia as my family immigrated when I was 5 and crying because I was leaving my family in Hong Kong. And then it was a really tough situation as a child to be thrown into a new country and a new situation. And even the vastness of the houses was really impactful in my memory and embedded of this long corridor just from my room to my parents' room after living in a small apartment in Hong Kong. Like that was the first kind of key moment where I started to be thrown into these new challenging situations with people around me speaking English. And actually, 5 years later, I had another probably quite traumatic experience reflecting on it where my parents moved back to Hong Kong. And I was then, after having run around in the open fields, climbing trees, having experienced all that vastness of the beauty of the surroundings and countryside, thrown back to city life and Chinese Asian culture and strictness of the upbringing. So quite early on, I was exposed to some of that. And I think at that point in time, it was simply challenging. I didn't really comprehend it. But as you reflect and experience different situations, I think it's been the what have I actually gained from it? And it's really created my ability to be able to adapt and to actually seek new experiences because I've learned that I can actually gain a lot from doing that. And it's both in life and both in my work as well. I actually find that for every role that I've taken on, I've consciously and actively gone, what will challenge me? Because I know that I can gain and develop from it. And similarly, in my personal life, I actually do a lot of adrenaline activities. People think of me as an adrenaline junkie, but actually what I gain from it is the satisfaction of actually throwing myself into the challenge and coming out of it feeling satisfied that I've given it my all and I've actually managed to achieve it. So I think that that kind of mindset has been embedded from that early age through these different experiences. And even as I grew up, I left home at 15, and that was a conscious choice to go back to Australia, to go to boarding school. And it's interesting because I actually discovered that was the key moment that I really understood that I was a third culture kid and built my individuality. It's a term probably from the last two decades people used to use, but I didn't realize it until I experienced it, where I didn't really feel part of the Chinese community because I was a bit westernized, but I also wasn't part of the fully the Australian crew. And actually, it's one of the reasons I then left, because I found that I didn't quite fit in. And I constantly had this human need to want to fit in and mold myself to the norm. And one of the biggest learnings for me has been that actually individuality is really key and is a key strength for me. And actually being different and celebrating that has been amazing. So I think at that point in time when I didn't quite fit in, I actually chose to leave Australia with opportunity, having gotten an unconditional offer at UCL in London to study psychology, which I was really passionate about. So I actually, again, jumped to yet another different continent, different country with no family, no friends to gain another experience. And that's really shaped and built me to be able to understand and recognize actually in that community of different cultures that you get in London, engaging with everyone from different religions, different backgrounds. I really, really embraced that, and it really opened up my eyes. And I mean, it's kind of quite embarrassing to say, but I was quite naive at that point. I didn't really realize that I'd come from quite a really lucky background with parents who supported me, with a really loving family. And I encountered for the first time, you know, people who were challenged financially, people who had chosen to drop out of school, or who weren't as career driven as the background that I came in. And it really opened up my eyes to actually the fact that we can be different, but actually still achieve the same thing. And also, actually, what I really loved and was really passionate about was being able to often share experiences and also inspire people by the different things that I was doing, that actually, you know, you don't know what you don't know. And I think they did the same for me as I did for them. And it was really interesting as I grew as a person through university and then went into the world of work, where actually I realized I could also do it not just through voluntary work, not through life experiences, but also in the work that I did through the psychology and applying it to really help others to open up their minds to actually how they can be better as a person. So for me, it's all tied in and integrated in what I do, whether it's with my children, with friends and family, or within the work that I do to help people to achieve more and really find themselves to be at their best.
That's beautiful. And what you say is not only powerful, but it's so positive and uplifting. And it's just lovely to hear this, because the way you've brought everything together and how that's shaped you and what you do and how you continue to live your life, it's absolutely wonderful. You raise a few interesting points there, and if you don't mind, I'm just gonna ask you to unpack a couple of them, because I think they're really important. The first is about how actually when people think of racism or starting in a different country or being different, we think language, we think looks, but you mentioned the vastness of Australia versus the size of their city life in Hong Kong. And are there more nuances that we really need to appreciate when it comes to understanding different cultures?
I definitely think so. I think, I mean, there's so much nuances. And even, you know, as I've engaged with different partners, my children are mixed with multiple different backgrounds in terms of their historical backgrounds of where they've come from. And I think it's really interesting, because it's not necessarily about the culture, but genuinely about understanding individuals, and even within cultures that can be quite different. So with my family, my parents are more westernized, and this is a practical illustration. My parents are more westernized, whereas and my dad's side of the family, I think, are more open, versus my mom's side of the family are very Chinese. And even within the family, there are different kinds of traditions. You may be familiar with it. Some people are more familiar that in the whole Chinese culture, there's all this elements of respect. So you have to actually be able to name every single individual in the family. There's different ways, whether it's around being able to receive gifts, etc., with both hands. There's all these little things that actually you don't think about because it's so ingrained. And some of it I've found that it is a cultural thing, but some of it might even be actually just family tradition or something that was created. And I think until you ask a person and actually understand and observe, you can't make assumptions. And I think that's been a big learning for me. I've personally experienced, you talked about racism. I've personally experienced people assuming and making assumptions. I think a lot of the questions when I was asked as a child was, where is home for you? And I used to go, that's just where my parents are. It was a bizarre question to be asking. But to them, because I'd lived in different countries, it was meaningful. And then I think even as I grew up, it was the assumption that because I look Chinese, I can speak Chinese. Actually, English is my first language. So there's all these different things that I think you learn and understand that actually we have biases, and a lot of it is driven by your past experiences. And I said earlier, you don't know what you don't know, because actually you might have perceptions, you might have learned even about a person from a particular, religion, race, background, and believe you understand. But actually the key for me is about being curious and really asking the questions and having those great conversations to really truly understand. And I think that's kind of the shaping for me and learning over all this time of saying, actually, just keep open-minded. No matter what you know, it might be right, but it might still be wrong. So it's better to actually simply ask and make no assumptions.
You've already talked about how this has driven your passions in the workplace. What are some of your main motivators for remaining open-minded, for continuing that curiosity, which I think is so important?
I think a big thing for me, and that I would also encourage others to think about, is always questioning really matters to you. And by that I mean, I think I've had to learn to constantly reassess where my priorities lie, what are my main interests, and what really is my passion and purpose and really gets me up in the morning. And I think I've recognized the pattern for myself, which is it's never changed. It's always about helping others, being able to give in different ways and really applying my knowledge, experiences, and skills. So whether it was volunteering when I was young to be able to help others, and then growing up, I think it was really around how do I actually find the right career to be able to do that. And then now as a mom, being able to actually offer and coach my children in that way to help them become great people. I think no matter what realm, I've had to really understand what really matters most to me. And I think that really is a key thing to encourage others to do, especially through the different experiences over the past few years. I know a lot of people have reassessed their own values and family, etc. For me personally, it's been a challenge because I've got all this family overseas, and even not seeing them for those few years, the family grew hugely in size. I've still got around, I think, 10 different nephews, nieces, various people that I haven't even met in the family, and same for my children. So it's become the actually really understanding what is important. For me, it absolutely is about how I can really deliver value, really help others. And I think being true to myself and being authentic in every area of my life has really helped motivate me and really brought the happiness for myself and the satisfaction to be able to find. And it is a struggle. It's a constant balance of your priorities, right? Being able to do well in the job, also be able to give enough time to friends and family. And I think it's taken me a lot of time to get to the point where actually I've said to myself, from a career perspective, actually it's okay to take things a bit slower, because now what I can give to my children is time that I can't gain back. Similar, I just came back actually from a trip in Singapore, which is a work trip, tied into a trip into Hong Kong to see my family. And it was really, really emotional because I both celebrated the 93rd birthday of my grandpa, but came back and returned to actually directly experienced the passing, sadly, of my uncle, who was his son, who had cancer. So it's almost that you reassess and reevaluate actually what really is meaningful for you. And it isn't a choice of one or the other. It's about how do you actually find balance and be able to integrate to make sure that you can engage, stay motivated, but also do and have the great impact that you want.
This is very important for people to hear. And when you talk about authenticity, and you have found this lovely balance of you were able to blend the work trip with a family trip, you have a way of seeing yourself through joy, but also sadness, almost like the flip of a coin. But for somebody, or perhaps earlier in your experience when you weren't so practiced, how or what techniques or thoughts would you suggest to somebody who is a bit stuck with their authenticity, with connecting with their authenticity, with living their life as they mean to live it?
I think the initial simplistic thing is actually just taking some of that time to reflect on what are your personal values. And I think making a habit of it is quite important, because your values do change over time. And as you grow, your values change and your experiences change and your mindset changes. And I think for me, the biggest crunch point actually was I was married, I had two kids, and then I divorced. But it was one of the most challenging periods of my life. It also coincided with COVID. So actually, as we were going through divorce, we were still in a house together, trying to go and negotiate through quite difficult conversations. There was young children to be thinking about. And at the same time, I was still doing the full-time job. So it was one of the most challenging periods where it was really hard to actually make it through. And I think reaching out to friends was one, really understanding and thinking about my values, as well as actually having great relationships in the workplace to be open to my manager, who is luckily very supportive of the kind of circumstances and conditions. And I think it was about really understanding who am I, what's important to me, being able to reach out for that support. The third thing I think is actually being brave to make some difficult decisions. So even though, for example, I was quite career driven, I knew that I needed to actually think about myself, my own health, my well-being, to step back. And I actually, despite not being in a position that would typically be furloughed, actually asked to be furloughed so that I could make sure I could spend the time with my children and to maintain my own well-being and then transition back into work. That was a tough decision. I think also following that period, I also decided to change jobs and actually take a pay cut to be closer to home. And I think actually all of that has given me experience that I can talk to that has actually elevated where I am now today, because I've been able to have that diverse experiences. I've managed to actually challenge myself to make tough decisions that I think you can be afraid to make. And it really was sometimes as simple as speaking to others to get the confirmation that it was the right thing to do. Those who knew me well in the support network of friends, family, as well as colleagues, to get that validation as well. So I think through that validation process and knowing every time and getting some of that feedback has helped build my own confidence to know actually I can trust some of my instincts, but it wasn't always there, to your point. It's now more well-versed because I've been on that journey for the last 10 years going, actually, what really is the right thing to do? And there is no right answer, but you can only make the best decisions that you can at that point in time. And I think it's about recognizing that.
I think that's such an important piece of advice to end on there. I mean, I could talk to you all day. You are fascinating. You are so uplifting, and it's just joyful to speak with you. So you have been through so many things. You've done so many things. Two questions, really. What's next for you, and where can we learn more about you?
I think it's been interesting because I've reflected in the last half year. I changed jobs recently, and I think I've found a happy balance where I'm in a global company with people who are very like-minded. I actually had the option of two different roles, and I chose this based not just on kind of the job itself, but my personal values to that point where I actually thought I will have the opportunity to travel to different offices, which also helps me in making sure that I can spend the time with family that I can whilst doing what I love. So it's been really taking active actions to do that. And now I think I'm in a place where I just want to be settled in the job and actually do a good job while seeing family, being able to raise my kids and really make an impact. At this early stage in this role, it's been about 4 months. I think I'd love to be able to help create some of the changes. Not sure I'd want to look too far ahead, because actually I think the unknown is things can change. Things are always changing. You can't expect things, because actually that's the beauty of life, right? Things are thrown at you, whether good or bad, and you can make, knowing that you can make it through is the thing to keep hold of. But personally, I think I love the travel. So a lot of also what keeps me going outside of work is being able to plan for the next trip and crazy experience with my kids. They've ziplined in Costa Rica and done parasailing in the French Alps, and the next adventure coming up is going to Australia and swimming in the Great Barrier Reef. So that's probably the immediate shorter term.
That's amazing. And I do see your posts on LinkedIn. So if we want to follow you, so what's your LinkedIn socials and anywhere else that we might be able to see your adventures?
Yeah, I'm on LinkedIn. My name is Stephanie Garforth. My maiden name is Chu, so that's also on there. I'm currently working for Euromonitor, which is a global market research company, really looking at the talent piece and the space around that. So, I'm very happy to connect with people, whether it's around work, interesting experiences, or just conversations in personal life.
Amazing. Thank you so much for your time today, Stephanie.
No problem. Thank you very much, Audrey.